This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. In a change from past years, every Colorado U.S. House member has put in requests for earmarks, funds that will go directly to their districts. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Six Colorado House members each put in 15 earmark requests. Republican Lauren Boebert had the largest total price tag, coming in at more than $56 million, followed by Republican Gabe Evans with $42 million. On the Democratic side, the requests from Joe Neguse and Brittany Pedersen both totaled almost $39 million. Republican Jeff Crank had the least, five requests adding up to around $8.5 million. Colorado representatives are asking for money for everything from wastewater treatment facilities and roads to law enforcement and child care centers. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A new Colorado law aims to protect its process for making immunization recommendations as Federal Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. overhauls a key vaccine panel. Kennedy, a vocal opponent of vaccines, fired members of a federal vaccine advisory panel that makes policy and recommendations for the CDC. He put in his own picks. The new law directs the Board of Health to also consider recommendations from key doctors groups, not just the CDC. Pediatrician David Higgins was part of a group that helped craft the bill.
Colorado, I think, really is leading the way on this.
Two more Safeway stores in Colorado are striking. Grocery workers in Lone Tree and Brighton joined workers in Grand Junction, Pueblo, Littleton, Estes Park, Castle Rock, and Fountain to fix what they call understaffing and for better health and retirement benefits. The United Food and Commercials Workers Union has been negotiating with Safeway and parent company Albertsons on a new contract for 7 months with no deal. Last night, the union said negotiations have ended for the week and that workers at more stores will be striking. This is CPR News and KRCC.